Okay, so we're going to take up a few points today. The first thing is a question which we had raised earlier, which is basically on the Gemara, which says that if you have a burden which is normally carried, right, if you have a burden which is normally carried by two people with poles on their shoulders, so then you should carry it with in their hands. Right, which Rashi says isn't any easier, but it's not more difficult either. So therefore, it's a shinoi, that counts as a shinoi. Right, so it implies they're even, they're equal ways to carry it. So therefore, shinoi, since all we care about is shinoi, that works. But then the Gemara says, let's say you have a burden which they normally carry in their hands, so then you have to use the cloth. Right, but why don't you say the opposite? If you usually carry it in your hands, carry it on your shoulders. Right, because it's saying they're equal in terms of tircha, so why not just switch? Why does it have to go to the new thing of the cloth?
Right?
No, because even according to Rashi, because Rashi says you could switch to even. If it's an even amount of tircha, you could switch according to Rashi. Which one's easier? No, he says, "Ve'afa pisha eno lahakel mikal mak." He says openly. He says, "Afa pisha eno lahakel mikal makom shinoyu ve'eno mar betarech b'shinoyav." In Rashi Didoro Ba'agra says it openly. So that's a question. I mean, it just seems to be an open question. Everyone, I want to give an answer, but it's somewhat factual. Like, I'm kind of going to make up some facts, but I think it explains it.
All right, you make up some facts.
Okay, so here's the fact, here's the deal. What I want to say is like this, that the normal way to carry, so to speak, which way is more normal? The normal way is on your shoulders, okay? That makes sense, that's the way people carry. You carry it by putting the poles on your shoulders. That's where you put the poles, okay? But... and that's what it says. If something is done in the normal way, at the shoulders, then what's the shinoi? To do with your hands. Now he's saying hands isn't more difficult or easier. It's not the normal way. The normal way is on your shoulders. That's just practically. Because maybe, I don't know, maybe because of what Michael's saying, because your hands are free or whatever. But that's the normal way that people do it is, in general, that's the normal way to do it is on your shoulders. So therefore, if you do it, if it's done the normal way, people don't do it in their hands. So therefore, you do it in your hands, and that's a shinoi. But then when the Gemara says, if it's the way people do it in their hands, so I want to say that doesn't mean that they do it in their hands and not on their shoulders, because shoulders is a regular way to do it. In other words, what it means is if this thing is even done in the hands, in other words, it's both. In other words, they already do this strange method for this thing, for whatever reason. Now, this thing lends itself already to both. So then you don't have that shinoi open to you because the normal method is normal, and they even use this crazy method already. They already use the hands method, so now you can't do those things. So now you have to do the cloth. So that I'm saying, I'm just making up a fact a little bit, but I think it's plausible. It does seem reasonable, and it seems I don't know how to explain the Gemara otherwise. So I think it's a good answer. Now let's read further in the Gemara. Okay, so now we're ready to go further in the Gemara. So Omar le Rav Hanan bar Rava le Rav Ashi. Okay. Amur Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say, Kama de'efshel shenuyim meshaninim biyamatava. As much as you could change, you should change. Or either that or wherever you could change, you should always do a shinoi. You should always try to do a shinoi.
What's biyamatava?
Anyantav. Anyantav. Okay. So he asks, Bahahani nashi, but our women, the kamalian chatzavayihu biyama, maya biyama tava, but they fill their buckets? Like their buckets, right?
Yeah.
Buckets with water on yantaf, velo kamashanyan, velo amrinan lahu velo midi, and they don't make any shinoi, and we don't say anything to them. So if you're telling me that you should always be mashana, then why do we just let our women do it like this? We don't stop them.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
So it says, Amar le mishum dilo efshar, because it's not possible. Hey, chalavet, what do you want them to do? Demalia b'chatzva rabba, tamalia b'chatzva zuta. So if it's something which is ordinarily carried in a big bucket, and now you want them to fill it up with a small one. Kamafsha behilucha. But by doing that, they're going to be increasing the walking. It's going to make more trips. So therefore, that's not going to be a valid shinoi. Which again, on the surface, is against what we said before. Right? Against the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah says you carry it instead of boxes, carry it one at a time. So therefore, so that's going to be a problem. That's Tosa can deal with. But for now, let's just go with it. So since if you normally do it a big, you know, heavy, carry in a heavy thing, and now you can do a light one, it's very nice, but now you're going to, it's a good shinoi, but now you're going to increase the walking. So therefore, that's not going to be a shinoi. Demali b'chatzva zuta, and if they normally do it in a small one, demali b'chatzva rabbi, you'll tell them to do it in a big one, kamashi b'masoi, then you can make it heavier. So therefore, that's not good either. Tichasya b'nechas b'nechtama, if you want to tell them to carry Rashi, kisoi shel eitz, asoi l'kadin. If you want them to cover it with a wooden cover, which they use for these jugs. Okay, so that would be like the carrying with the cloth. Maybe you'll tell them to do that. Okay, so now there's a, what that, well, I guess, I don't know, maybe it's not that heavy. Okay, so now this part is they take out, but we'll read our gear, so I'll tell you why they take it out. Zinin de nafil. At times the wooden cover is going to fall off, but asila asuye, and you're going to end up carrying it. Okay, you're going to end up carrying it. The problem with that is, the problem is asuye means like to do it like hotzah. That you're going to end up carrying it in Rosh Hashanah because you're going to fall off and you're going to carry it. But the problem is that there's no Eser Hotzah on Yantav. Or it's Mutter. Hotzah is Matir on Yantav. So that's why they say there's a problem. They don't like it. That's why they take it out. You see the Bezer, the Gra takes it out. Rashi, they say Rashi doesn't have the Gersa. The Maram takes it out. They all take it out. So they don't like that Gersa because it just doesn't make sense. Okay? And what they say, but let's just read it straight. So, tikdure, so maybe you'll say, tie it down. So it's not going to fall off because you tie it down. Yeah, but zimnin de mifsuk, at times it's going to rip. The ropes are going to rip or whatever. It's not, the knots are going to untie and break. So, asil mikdure. And then you're going to end up tying it. So if you cover it with a cover and you're going to have to tie it down. Now by tying it down, it's going to end up, it may loosen. If it loosens, you may end up having to retie it, and tying it is Asar on Shabbos. So therefore, that's not a valid solution. Okay? With me? Tifro Sudra Iluya, so maybe you'll say, just cover it with a cloth. I guess a cloth you don't have to tie down or whatever. Maybe it's not so heavy, it's not going to fall off. But no, there's a different problem. Zimnin de mitnish b'maya. At times it's going to get soaked up, absorbed with water. Vasil de schlita. And you're going to end up doing schlita. You're going to wring it out. So that's also a problem. V'hilkach lo efshar. Therefore, it's not possible. There's no valid solution. Now, let's see Rashi.
Wait, what about that first problem?
Let's see Rashi. Malya Maya Shovas Maimanar, they draw water from the river. Techasi bin Khanta Kisa Shaitulkadin. So it's the cover, the wooden cover which is made for jugs. Zimnin de Mifsuk, Shetzarach Lakoshro, you have to tie it down, Shala Yipol, but Darach so it doesn't fall on the road. Vizimnin de Mafsik Bahali Khaso, and at times it's gonna break on while you're walking, Vasi Lamik Shere, and you're gonna end up tying it. Now look what he says, Vikeshar ha Asloy Lahaskin Av Malachahu. And a knot which is made to fix it, to fix something, is an av malacha. Okay, what do you think about that? My question is obvious. So he'll tell you that tying a knot on Shabbos is av malacha. I mean, we understand that you can end up tying it, and everyone knows kosher is one of the malachas. Like, what's he getting at there? And it just seems like to be like when we read the Gemara, I didn't even explain what the problem was, but you just understood that you can come to tie it. Of course, you can't tie a neantif, you know.
Right.
Like, well, what's he say? What's he like? He's making a point. The Kesha, Osei Lahaskin, Av Malachahu. Av and if we're a Toldo, or like, what's the point? What's he getting at?
Did he say for the ringing out?
Yeah, and he doesn't say for the ringing out. He doesn't say that by the ringing out. That's true. I mean, that's funny also. But the question is, I don't know, what's he getting at there? What's the point of saying that? Right?
You want an answer, or do you want to go on first?
Well, I want another question. So that's just a question on that Rashi. So basically, what's the Gemara? Let's just go over the Gemara. So the Gemara is saying, before, we're not going to get to the Tosas part yet, but he's basically saying that you can't do any shinoi, because if it's heavy and you make it light, then it's going to be more trips. If it's light and you make it heavy, it's going to be heavier. If you want to cover it with a wooden thing, you're going to have to fall off, you're going to end up tying it. If it's going to, you're going to cover it with a cloth, then it's going to end up absorbing water, and you can do shechita. So therefore, it's not possible to do a shinoi. So therefore, that's why we don't stop our women from doing it. So that's pshat on the Gemara. Okay, any questions on the Gemara? What about this last part? These things that if you can't do it with a wooden thing because you're going to end up tying, and you can't do it with with the cloth because you're going to end up wringing it out. What do you think about that? I have a question.
Well, also, what's the problem with?
Okay, here's my question: Is there an isser to carry? Like, for instance, let's say you have this wooden thing. Is there an isser to carry it because is there a gezerah in place? You're not allowed to carry wooden caps because maybe they'll fall off and you'll end up tying them. Is there a gezerah like that? Or is there a gezerah you're not allowed to take a cloth and cover something with water in it? Because maybe you'll end up wringing it out? I never heard of a gezerah like that. There's no isser like that. So, what's the thing? Because maybe, I mean, it sounds a little bit far-fetched here. You're telling me that if I do it, maybe it's going to fall off, and then I'm going to end up tying it. So, if there were a gezerah, you say it's not far-fetched, because the Chacham objectified it and said, that's aser. That's an objectified chashash, and therefore the Chacham made a gezerah on it. But there's no gezerah like that. There's no iser to carry something with a cover on it, because maybe it will fall off and you'll end up tying it. I mean, there's no issue to carry something which is tied, because maybe the knot's going to untie and then you're going to retie it. So now it's just like a chashash. Maybe it's going to happen, but maybe it's not going to happen. I mean, why do I have to worry about these maybes? If you have a gezerah, I understand why you have to worry about maybes. But if there were no gezerah, you don't have to start worrying about maybes. You could always come up with maybes. But that's, what kind of chashash is that? Why is it bringing, it just sounds like it's bringing in these like crazy things. I mean, you'll say, oh, I can't do this because maybe this, you know. What kind of, it just seems like difficult. You follow my question? I was saying the same thing. I was saying what Michael's saying is good. That we got to remember what's going on here. The whole thing here is here that you're worried about a Gnai of Yontif. There's no technical Isser here. There's no Isser to carry heavy things on Yontif. It's just because you're doing Lotzorik Yontif. So the whole thing is a Gnai. It's a Gnai of Yontif because it's Nerek HaMaisachal. So you're trying, the halacha, the chiv of Shinoi is a halacha you're set trying to protect yourself against Gnai of Yontif. So what the Gemara is saying is that it doesn't make any sense to try to protect yourself from this Gnai of Yontif and risk violating an Av Malacha. I mean, the essence of Yontif is Sir Malacha. You know, it's Amalacha. So it's not like it's just a Durabana. So it could be, if we're Durabanan of Kshira, then maybe it'll be okay or whatever. But this is the real deal. This is the whole essence of Shabbos. I mean, it's your Malacha. So you tell, of Yontif, it's your Malacha. So you're gonna tell me that you're gonna do is, in order to avoid a Gnai of Yontif, you're gonna put yourself in a danger of violating an Av Malacha. He says that the Gemara is impossible. You know, it's not possible. That's crazy. So you can't do it. That's what it's saying. It's saying the whole, you gotta have your values straight. So is there a gezerah like that? No, there's no gezerah. The Chum didn't formulate a gezerah like that. So it's, cause I guess it's not probable enough that the Chum made a gezerah. But that doesn't mean that it's not a chance. And to avoid Gnai in a way where you're risking the Av Malacha, that's crazy. So that's what it's saying. That's why I think he's making a point that it's an Av Malacha, is that it's not just, it could be emphasized, it's not like just like a Darabanan or something like that. He's illustrating that this is really, if we're a Darabanan, maybe you'd say, look, you could always risk a Darabanan, maybe you could risk a Darabanan. But to be risking like North Amal, he's trying to emphasize the significance of the thing. Is that this is a real kasher, which is fixing something. That's the primary categories of Shabbos. So to do a shino to protect the Gnai and risk that, that's not possible. I didn't have any questions, so why didn't he say it by Shechita? But it could be that he already made the point. He already made his point that what the problem is. In other words, he's not telling you, teaching you a Chiddush that Kshira, this is Av Malacha. We know, you learn the Sugya of Kshira, you know it's an Av Malacha. But he's trying to illustrate the point, so by saying Av Malacha, it's showing you why this is this is impossible, because the Gnai can't take precedence over a possible Av Malacha. So that's why he's saying. And of course, by Shechita you understand it, the same thing. Just to state it a little better, is that the Rabbanon here are trying to Gnai of Yontif, they're trying to protect Yontif. Now their role is to protect the Deoraisa, to protect the Kedush Sayyam. Now, they can't, in protecting the Deoraisa, they can't weaken the Deoraisa, they can't risk the Deoraisa. So in trying to protect the theme of the Kedush Sayyam, of the Kavod of the Kavod of the Yom, they can't risk the very halachic essence of the Yom, which is the Isur Malacha. That's exactly the opposite. They're a protection. They can't. A protection can't be a destroyer. So therefore, it's saying it can't be. So now we're going to go to that Tosfos, because the Tosfos is on that original point in the Gemara, which says that if they normally carry it in big buckets, then why can't you say the Shina will be they carry it in small buckets, which seems to be exactly like the case of our Mishnah. If you normally carry wine in a box, now you carry the wine in your hands. So why is that not good? So it says, no, you can't do that because you're adding in the Hilach. It's more trips. Right? So the problem is, what do you mean, more trips? The Gemara, the Tosas asks, Demalia, Tosas Demalia, V'im Tomar, my parach, V'im Apsha Bahilucha, you're making more, you're increasing the walking. V'im Rinan La'el, De'afushe Behalucha, Shapir Dami, Kashyas Derech Shinoi. The Gemara above said that in making more trips, right, adding in your Hiluch is good as long as you're doing it Derech Shinoi. That's the whole thing, is that you want to do it in a way which is less, which is lighter, which is a shinoi, even though it's going to increase trips. Increasing trips doesn't matter. The point is that it's a shinoi, and the guy who's looking at it is going to say, what is going on here? This guy's doing it strange. And therefore, he's going to realize that it's because it's Argyantav. So who cares? It's more trips. We don't care about the more trips. So the issue here isn't Tercha. The issue is shinoi because of the observer. Right? All right, it's an open problem. I mean, and this is what, Michael, this is what you raised the other day. The Gemara's openly against everything we've learned.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right? I mean, that's the problem. The Gemara itself just doesn't, it's against the whole sugya. So Tosa says, V'yesh Lomar, he says, now this is what the Gemara means. D'hamapesh b'hilucha, because by carrying it with this small, you know, in the smaller buckets, you're adding in your trips. V'shinoi nami laka. And not only that, it's not even a shinoi. D'bechol nami of dinan hachi. Kos on chol, they also do it that way. They do it on chol that way also. In other words, it seems to be, he's saying, that they do it both ways. That sometimes, like we said before, sometimes they do it in big buckets, sometimes they do it in small buckets. So therefore, by doing it with a small bucket, two things. First of all, you're making more trips. And second of all, it's not even a shinoi, because they do it this way in chol also. That's what Tosa's saying, is that either, according to Tosa, it sounds like, I mean, there's going to be a problem, but it sounds like he's saying, you can't do it with a big bucket or with a small bucket, because either way, you're not going to have a shinoi. Because there is no shinoi, because they normally do it, but on both ways, b'chol.
But that doesn't really fit with the
exactly. Right.
Here.
Exactly. The problem with Tosa's is that that would be very nice if the Gemara said that. But that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says it's because you're adding in the hilach. And adding in the trips is a problem, because it doesn't help. What does adding the trips do? So Tosas is just kind of like sidesteps that. He says, yeah, there's two reasons. It means because you're making more trips, and on chol, they also do that, and therefore it's not a shinoi. Yeah, but what does one have to do with the other? Whereas the fact they do it on chol isn't because they're adding trips. He's just saying, it doesn't mean that. So, but he doesn't just change it, he just makes it as if these are one thing, but they're not one thing, they're two separate things. One of them is that, that you're adding in Hiluch, which isn't a problem, who really cares about that? Oh, and also, it's not a Shinoi. So forget the part which doesn't make any sense, and just say the part which is not a Shinoi. I mean, it's very difficult to understand what Tosa is saying. I mean, it sounds like he's just, like, pulling a fast one here, you know? So that's what it would be nice if we could explain. It's very difficult, Tosas. It's very hard to understand what he's doing here. According to Tosas, remember Tosas said that a shinoi could be, it could increase the weight. It doesn't matter if a shinoi increases the weight, because as long as it's a shinoi. So what does the Gemara mean? You have the same problem on the other part. It says, if you normally do it in a small bucket, or you carry it in a big bucket. It says, no, you can't do that, because you're increasing the weight.
Yeah,
but why don't you say, yeah, but you're allowed to increase the weight. So it seems Tosas is going to have to say again, you're increasing the weight, and there's not a shinoi because they do it on chol also.
Right.
So it seems for the second part, Tosa's gonna have to read the same thing into it. I mean, which isn't a bigger problem; it's the same exact problem again. But I'm just saying, so in both cases, it seems. I think what you have to say, I mean, just the first idea is that, in other words, what it should suffice, what should be enough, is just to say that it's not a shinoi, right? Because people do it on chol, right?
Yeah.
So, but the Gemara doesn't say that. So, I mean, let's just say that's implicit. But what else is necessary? It must be that even if it's not a shinoi, still I might say it's good for some reason.
Right.
Still I might say it's good, and Mapish Bihilucha is telling me why it's not good. You know what I mean? That's what you have to say. Even though it's not a shinoi, it still might be good for some reason. But it's not because mapish behilucha.
That's a difficult point to make.
I think he means. Say, if you look, what's the issue? When are you chayv to do a shinoi? What are you chayv to do a shinoi for? So if you look, let's say, like Rashi on the Mishnah, he says that it's a gnai of yontif, shenira kemiskavein lamlacha rabba. Because it looks like you're doing like a big malacha on yontif.
Right.
So that's the gnai. The gnai is that you're doing, you're overexerting yourself, right? It's not a gnai of yontif to walk around. The gnai of yontif is that you're doing a big job, and that's a gnai of yontif. It looks like maizachol. So the big job is what's mechayiv you in doing a shinoi, right?
Yeah.
Big job is what's mechayiv you in doing a shinoi. So you have two things. First thing is what makes you chayiv to do a shinoi is the fact that it has a character of being a big job. Then once it has that character, now you have to do a shinoi. Okay. Now let's say you have a thing like this: is that normally you carry it in a big basket, in a big bucket. So now I'll tell you like this: is that let's say I carry it in a small bucket. So it's true it's not a shinoi, okay? But now it's no longer a big job, because now it's not malacha rabba, so it's not maisachol altogether.
Why not?
Because I'm carrying a light thing. If I carry
it, people do it in chol.
So what? But some people eat on chol. You don't say everything that people do on chol is maisachol. The point is that it's a big job. That's what makes it. It's like a maisachol thing. It's work. It's like part of the labor, the week, the working chol type of actions. There's a character of a maisa chol. It's not something you do on a yom menucha. So therefore, maybe you'll say, by carrying it to a light bucket, it's true I'm not, it's not, it may not be a shinoi, but maybe it's okay because I'm removing the underlying problem altogether. Because I'm doing it in a way which isn't maisa chol anymore. Because it's an easy thing. But so he answers, the Gemara says, no. Because it's still going to be maisachol. Because what are you doing? You're saying instead of carrying one heavy thing, which is maisachol, I'm going to be walking back and forth and back and forth five times. So that's mapish behilucha. So that's also going to be maisachol. Because maisachol could be because of the fact that you're carrying one big heavy thing, which is not ordinary on yantif. It's a chol kind of a thing. Or because you're going trips back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. That's also makes it maisachol. So it's saying by making it more a smaller bucket, you're not removing the chol problem because it's mapish behilucha. So therefore, it's still going to be maisa chol. So maybe you'll tell me it's a shinoi, v'shinoi nami laka, because people do that on chol also. So therefore, either way, that's not a solution. And the opposite also. So maybe you'll tell me, so if you normally carry in a small one, maybe you'll say, you normally do it in a small one, which is a lot of trips. Now maybe one thing is making it less of a tircha. Because now I don't have to do a million trips. It says, no, but it's heavier. That's also going to be my malacha rabba. That's also going to make it into a problem of Gnai of Yontif. So therefore you have to do a shinoi. So maybe you'll tell me this is a shinoi. No, it's not a shinoi, because on chol they also do it. Like by carrying the wine. Let's say I carry the wine, instead of carrying it in a box, I carry it in my hands. So like you could say there's two reasons why that could work. I mean, in theory, let's say I only have two bottles of wine. Why is it mutter to carry two bottles of wine? Not only because it's a shinoi, you could say because it's not a maisachol anymore. Because it's easy. But if I'm doing a lot of trips back and forth, then you could say it's still maisachol, but it's shinoi, so therefore shinoi works. So there are two ways to get around the problem, is to undermine the maisachol by making it easy, but that has to be, but then you can't just make more trips. More trips doesn't make it easier. But the other way to make it mutter is it is maisachol, but it's shinoi. Shinoi is a matir. So that's what the Gemara is saying, is that in either front, it doesn't help. What is still difficult is that the Gemara only mentions this problem and doesn't mention the fact that shinoi, that there is no shinoi because on chol they normally do that. That's a little, I think that's still difficult in Tosos, is that at least we're explaining what the Gemara does say, but we're not explaining why the Gemara doesn't say the shinoi part, I mean, that's just the difficulty in Tosos. I don't know how to get around that. But at least we're explaining what the Gemara means when it says Kamabish Behilucha and how it's relevant. Shinonami, like Tosos is just saying, that's assumed, of course. That's implicit in the Gemara Tosos is holding. I mean, why the Gemara didn't spell it out is a good question. I should have spelled it out, but I don't know. Or before you had Tosfos, it sounds like Mapish Behilucha is explaining why it's not a shinoi. But the problem is that that's the whole point. Mapish Behilucha is a shinoi. That's what the Gemara. That's the whole case in the Mishnah. Mapish Behilucha is a shinoi. It doesn't matter if it's Mapish Behilucha. Mapish Behilucha isn't a problem. But what Tosfos is showing you is that that Mabish Bilucha isn't addressing the Shinoi issue. Yeah, it's a Shinoi. It's true. It's not a Shinoi because of a different reason. Mabish Bilucha is addressing a completely different problem. That you may say it's mutter because you're undermining the whole Maisachol in the first place. That's what it's saying. Mabish Bilucha, say it's not. You know what I mean? But that's what Tosus is functioning for. He's showing you that don't read, if you read the Gemara simple pshat, it would sound like Mabish Bilucha is telling you that's why it's not a Shinoi, but that's not true. So he's showing you how you have to understand it. But the Gemara isn't talking about the Shinoi. So you still have the problem of why the Gemara doesn't mention the Shinoi, but at least you see what the Gemara is doing. You know what I mean? If you don't understand what the Gemara is saying, that's a problem. That's a big problem. It doesn't make any sense. It's against everything we know. Now Tosfos is saying, no, it's not against everything we know. Why doesn't the Gemara mention the thing which it should have mentioned? That's still a problem, but it's not the same kind of a problem. You can live with that problem. The Gemara assumed that. Let's say the Gemara assumed, you know what, you figured that out. But at least what the Gemara says makes sense. That's the main point. That's what Tosfos is doing.